Now, being a parent brings with it a long list of responsibilities and pressures. Top of that list features the education of your child. Tradition makes parents believe that they have few, if any, choices. What's in their backyard is pretty much it. The reality is that parents have many choices regarding the education of their children. I know that here in New Jersey that might be tough to believe, but this coming week will open your eyes as well as the doors to education choices thanks to National School Choice Week. Our first guest joins us to discuss what this coming week offers parents as well as centers of education. She's Vice President of Public Awareness with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation, Shelby Doyle. Thanks for being here today, Shelby.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to talk about this.
And every year, I'm always thrilled to bring this to the attention of as many parents as possible. And the starting point, of course, is the website, schoolchoiceweek.com, because on the home page, if you want to find out where one of the over 700 school events are being held this coming week, that's the place you do it. You find a school near you based on difference, a distance, based on the type of school that you're looking for. And that will be your starting point. Just to back up a little bit, Shelby, what is the goal of National School Choice Week?
So the goal of the week is to make it as easy as possible for parents to become aware of and then start choosing between the education options they have for their children. And this is important and timely because the education options that exist in this country have dramatically grown in the last 30 years, and school choice includes all of them. That's traditional public schools, public charter schools, public magnet schools, private, online, home, and non-traditional types of schooling. And so the week partners with local schools and local education leaders to plan events in your community that help bring these options to life and help you compare and contrast what these different types of options actually mean.
I've looked at some of these events that are planned for this year and from the past because I've tried to do everything I could every year to bring attention to this issue. And the school events, these aren't seminars where you sit in the auditorium and a single person drones on. I mean, some of these schools are pretty creative. It's almost like they're recruiting students like a college would recruit an athlete.
I love that you pointed that out because, yes, we do our level best to make this genuinely fun. And these events are designed to be things that are family friendly. That sounds so obvious, but it's not always intuitive when folks plan events for information like this. Our mission is for the week to be a fun and inclusive and positive time where you can bring your family and explore a school option without it being a burden. And so, yes, there's super creative events going on. There's pep rallies and celebrations. There's open houses. There's a huge event going on in Trenton where students will be performing the School Choice Week dance. And there's just so much to explore. I can't get into all of it because there's so many of these events planned. But if you want to know what's happening near you or go to one of these fun events, you can go to schoolchoiceweek.com and hit the New Jersey state on the map, and you'll be able to see a list of events that are happening.
And there are many, by the way. We should, too. I'm jumping the gun here, but I don't want to forget this point. Something that New Jersey is offering is you're not limited. If you want to stay with a public school, you're not limited to the public school in the town or city you live in. There are some public schools that allow outside the district students to come in. So there's a school that is serving their student body in a specific area of study that your child is most interested in. That might be an option for you to consider over this next coming week in National School Choice Awareness Week. You guys did a study that pretty much stamps the reason why this week exists. There is demand, at least, or curiosity for looking at changing schools. You found that 72% of parents surveyed said that they considered new schools for their children last year. That's an increase up from 54% of parents the year before. So parents have the awareness and parents have the expectations of schools, and if it's not happening where their child is, they want options, don't they?
They do. Parents are increasingly open-minded about what school or education option they're going to choose for their kids. And a lot of people, if you have school-aged kids, this feels almost like duh to you because you're one of these 72% of parents who is thinking about it. But sometimes folks who have not had a child in K-12 school in a while don't realize just how normal this is. And so, yes, the vast majority of parents consider it year over year. And 72% said they'd considered a new school in the past year. 44% said they had enrolled their student in a new school in the past year. that means that this is not just this hypothetical conversation. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we had choices? Parents have choices. Parents act on choices. But importantly, 64% of them said they wish they had more information about those choices. And that's what this week is designed to do.
So we're Shelby Doyle, Vice President of Public Awareness with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation, about National School Choice Week all through this week. And you can find out more information and where the events are near you, not just in New Jersey. We're talking about New Jersey because that's where we are. But if you're listening on the stream, in whatever state you happen to be in, you'll find the information at schoolchoiceweek.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at the types of education out there, I mean, obviously traditional public schools, I mentioned some of the options held within that. There's public charter schools. They're called also magnet public schools, online learning, private schools, obviously, and home education. Each one of these elements, where they are available in the state, for example, in New Jersey, online learning, at least orchestrated and organized, isn't available. But public charter, magnet public, private schools, home education is. This is a great time for, I'm looking at magnet public schools, for example. That might be the least understood out of that list that I gave. This gives the magnet public schools a chance to present themselves and raise that awareness factor and make them at least appear to be a much more valuable part of consideration.
Absolutely. I love to talk about magnet schools and all of these types of schools, but what comes down to being a huge factor for a lot of families is cost. Of course, that's a factor for all of us unless we're wildly lucky in all the decisions that we make. And so when we talk about school choice, sometimes people think, oh, you're paying out of pocket. And that could be true if you choose a private school or homeschooling in a place that doesn't have a program that helps you afford it, which the majority of states now do. But if you're in a place like New Jersey, public school options are a great way to think about this, because any school that's part of the public domain that has public in its name, this is going to be a school that's free to attend and open to all students. So magnet schools are part of this mix. And what's important about magnet schools is that they specialize in an interest or a passion that your student may already have, and they use that as a hook to help them get excited about all the education topics. So it might be something like the performing arts or like STEM, technology, health science. If you have a kid who's really showing a passion for something early on, like so many do, you can use that as a way to get them excited about some of the subjects they might not be naturally excited about. And that's really what magnet schools are designed to do. In some cases, they are really advanced and they have tests that students need to take to show a level of aptitude for this. But increasingly, and this is something I want parents to understand, if you think of magnet schools as these highly selective schools, that's not the case in a lot of them. They're very actively moving away from entrance tests and really just trying to recruit students who are excited about something. They don't already have to be incredibly skilled at it.
And I don't say this to the parents who try to intimidate you or make the process sound more intimidating, but every school is not going to be like the other school. For example, going back to the open enrollment that public schools have in many cases throughout the state, some of those schools practicing open enrollment will actually reimburse you for the travel expense, because obviously the local bus service in that district is not going to come all the way, you know, four towns over to pick up your child. But some of these schools do reimburse you for your travel costs to bring a student who is enthusiastic about what that specific school is presenting in the strongest way into their student body. So again, those are all different elements that you need to look into, explore, and certainly ask questions about. It's also important too, Shelby, to mention this spans the grades from K through 12. This is not something just strictly for the early grades.
That's absolutely the case. And you actually see parents get really serious about school choice in particular when they are entering high school with a child. We all think of high school as this incredibly important time which prepares students to go to college or career and be successful at what they want to do. So a lot of times people make a change right at that watershed moment. So whether your student is in first grade or 11th grade or anywhere near those ages, there's something relevant to you about school choice. And I love that you brought up transportation as a factor here, because that is such a practicality of all of this conversation. It's not very helpful to choose a school that you don't have a way to get your kids to on a day-to-day basis. And so New Jersey actually does more than a lot of states do to help make sure that there is a transportation option. If you choose a public school that is not the one that is naturally on your bus route, there are things in place that are designed to help families be able to get their child there. And the district that you currently live in will be responsible for helping you make that game plan. So you can find information about that on our website at schoolchoiceweek.com. That'll give you the nitty gritty on that. But there are options out there for not just choosing, but getting your kid to the school of your choice.
So there you go, parent. Just when you thought you had your options figured out through National School Choice Week for education of a child, you're going to find out there are a lot more options to at least explore. Not to, you're not obligated, but when you show up at one of the events, be it a public school, a charter school, magnet school, if you go to a private school, learn more about home education through those companies as well. These are all going to be placed before you for as an opportunity to explore, to ask questions, to find out more, and to see whether or not there's something better for your child than the status quo. So again, you want the starting point. If you're here in New Jersey, anywhere, if you're listening on the stream, schoolchoiceweek.com on the homepage, you enter, find a school. You can narrow that search down once you get into that second page as far as distance from where you are, the type of school you want to look into. You'll find out the events the schools of that genre will be holding this coming week, and dive in, find out, explore. You might be surprised and you might be overjoyed by the improvement to the education process that National School Choice Week will result for your child. Schoolchoiceweek.com, that's your starting point. We've been talking with the Vice President of Public Awareness with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation, Shelby Doyle. Thank you so much for the empowerment for parents that you bring with this event every year. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.